Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today here on AM 580. Now joining us with our opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 593.5, up 7 on the open. September, 602, up 4.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 613, up 8 on the open. September, 634, up 18. December, 634, up 10.5. March, 627, up 4. May, 611, up 13 on the open. July corn opened at 394.5, up 0.25 on the open. September, 404.5, up 0.25. December, 408, up 1.75. March, 415.5, up 0.25. May, 420, down 1.75. July, 425, unchanged. September, 410.5, down 1. December, 411, down 2 on the open. July beans opened at 844, up 5 on the open. August, 850.5, up 3.75. September, 860, up 3. November, 877.5, up 3. January, 887, up 1. May, 890, down 2.5. July, 898, down 2.75 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 234, up 80 on the open. August, 236, up 90. July soybean oil opened at 35.40, up 9 on the open. August, 35.70, up 7. At the Merck August feeders, opened at 107.95, down 15 on the open. September, 107.95, down 95. Make that down 45. October, 108.05, down 45. November, 108.20, down 50 on the open. June live cattle open at 88.25, down 50 on the open. August, 90.25, down 25. October, 94.17.5, down 20. December, 95.42.5, down 30 on the open. July lean hogs opened at 74.70, down 2.5 on the open. August, 73.80, down 5. October, 66.65, unchanged. December, 64.15, down 15 on the open. And pork bellies for July opened at 95 even, down 22.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it's been very much a weather market for all spring and into this growing season. I don't expect that not to continue this weekend into next week, and certainly not into pollination either. But I'm wondering, what can your technicals tell us to get us ahead of the curve?
Well, the technicals, since we started out higher there initially Sunday night, and then again there early Monday morning, and then basically have gone south since then, we're going to have some pretty negative price action on the charts this week. Now, we still have today yet to finish, and we still have Friday yet to go. But technically, it is a pretty strong signal that the market believes it's going to rain enough anyway to kind of relieve some of the drought worries or dry weather worries that we've experienced here primarily in the Eastern Corn Belt. But it doesn't, you can't go far enough to say it's a high for the year, but we'll only know depending upon how much rain and coverage we actually get here over the next, especially this weekend, because probably what's going to happen is we're probably going to get enough rain to, keep the market cooled down a little bit, probably not enough rain to satisfy it either, so it'll probably be one of those situations, but at least for now, the weather forecasts do favor some pretty good rains for Iowa and Illinois, and that's what the market's reacting to.
Based on the rain forecasts for the Eastern Corn Belt, would you anticipate that the June 8th gap, 396.25, would hold into the acreage report or not?
Well, my guess is my guess is that we probably will hold, because I think we're We're going to have our liquidation here the last couple days here. We'll kind of see what happens here early next week, whether or not how much rain we get in coverage. But then I think the market will go into a holding pattern to see and just kind of wait on Friday's numbers next week to see you know, whether or not we got all those corn acres planted that USDA said we did, or if we maybe bumped them up a few acres or so, same way on the beans. So that acreage number as well as the June 1st stocks number will be critical to, you know, how the market performs during July. But right now the weather is still out front, the key thing, and, of course, we've been trading a weather pattern that's been you know, reducing crop prospects with the good to excellent rating level having slipped here over the past week.
Is your bias for fewer or more corn acres than USDA suggests?
Well, my bias is that we probably could see some more. Because simply from the reason is that we did have some wet weather worries there in late April and early May, but then when it turned dry, it turned dry. And it allowed everybody to get their acres planted that they intended to plant. And probably some areas people maybe thought, well, maybe since other guys won't get everything planted, I might increase mine a little bit because certain areas are wet. So and there's a tendency, or at least, you know, as I've watched the markets over the years, there's always a tendency that the June numbers are a little higher than the spring numbers if you have a favorable planting season. And that, even though we got off to a rough start, we had a pretty quick pretty quick finish.
Turn your attention to the beans then, and let me ask you a similar question. More bean acres next week based on ideas that some beans came out of torn-up wheat?
I think most of the wheat acres, if there was torn up wheat acres, I think a lot of those maybe went to corn. There's some that maybe went to soybeans. But I think what the soybean market is worrying about or reacting to is if we don't get some pretty good rains into these soft red winter wheat areas, we're going to see a decline in double crop acreage. So I think while next week's numbers are going to be important, the market's going to focus on how many double crop soybean acres are going to get planted on this wheat ground if we don't get some good moisture, you know, into the southern half of the Midwest where a lot of your double crop soybean acres are. And the way I'm understanding the weather maps is that those areas could be come up short on this rain system.
Based on all you know then about the fundamentals and your technical look, do you think that the 850, 860 level is a good level of support for the beans?
Well, on the November contract is what you're looking
yes,
at?
Yes, sir.
50-cent pieces are going to offer support level for soybeans, whether that's 850 or 750. But my guess is that the bean market is worrying about distant supply demand tightening. It's got to do a couple things here. It's got to ensure a large double crop plantings. It's going to have to encourage South America to plant beans or more beans or expand some of their acreage this year, because we're going to see a fairly short crop here in the U.S. based upon smaller acres. And then, you know, with the growing biofuel demand for corn, ethanol, the market's going to have to try to scramble for a few more corn acres sometime between now and next year.
Let's look at the wheat. It looks to me like that the rise in flat price may mean that we'll have more longs exercised over this upcoming weekend, and that means it's pretty doggone long in that wheat market. How are you reading it?
Well, the wheat market is well, it's the one that kind of got the corn and soybeans going here a few weeks ago because world-ending stocks levels or world levels are very, very skinny. We still have dry weather problems in Europe and Australia on the wheat crop. So the wheat crop, its function here, again, is part of this fighting for acres. And this is going to be the first crop we plant this fall. So the wheat crop, I think, can stay firm trying to attract more acres. So it's quite an interesting market because we haven't been in a market that the market competes for acres, whether it goes to corn or soybeans and wheat, and what are the consequences of increasing one over the other. So we're kind of in one of these markets that looks to be, you know, going to stick around for a while. This market got terribly overbought from a technical situation of that run-up that we saw here earlier this month on the dry weather. So we're probably due here for a period of consolidation, and I kind of think that's what the first step of the market here is to do, is to consolidate a little bit, take a breather, see how the weather pattern does play out over the next week, see what the acreage numbers tell us next week, and then we'll go from there in early July.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker, and Dan joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.